gentlemen that we've gotten to know pretty well over the last couple of years here on Bullseye on the Afternoon out at the county fairs, and he's treated us to some Dippin' Dots and, of course, the world-famous Dill Dog, which Matt Douglas smashed at the Lorain County Fair last year. We've got Jeff Otterbacher joining us right now with Ohio Dots. Jeff, thank you so much for the time today. How are you?
Good. Hey, it might be raining out, but we got some friends and families open down here at the Stark County Fair with the drive-through, and also right there in Lorain County Fair, there's some friends and families of ours there set up too with food concessions. So even though it's raining, you guys can just drive up in your cars, and they'll serve the food right up to your vehicle. You don't even have to get out.
Very nice. Well, I want to dive into that because I know that, you know, we're certainly in the heart of fair season, and it's going to look a heck of a lot different this year. Jeff, I want to begin by discussing how this whole pandemic has affected you guys, being heavily involved in fairs and in fair concessions especially. How tough has this been for you guys so far?
It's crushing us. We were actually set up down at Ohio State University for the girls' basketball state tournament, and we were open. We were selling, and they pulled the plug on the tournament because the virus came in. So we missed the three state tournaments down there at Ohio State, and we were supposed to open at the indoor amusement park there at the IX Center, and we missed out on that. And it's just been one week after another. We see every little festival and special event that we would have played all spring gone.
And
pretty soon the fairs, yep.
Well, and you're right. I mean, the fairs, too, especially come to the forefront. And you talked about this just a couple of moments ago. You know, you've made your way out to a few county fairgrounds, and I know you've got friends and family out at many different fairgrounds as well, where you guys are at least have the opportunity to sell some of your product as well. What kind of turnout have you guys received, and what kinds of feedback have you guys gotten on that so far?
You know, people that want to come out and participate in these fair food drive-throughs, I think they're happy to get out. They're excited to get some different food, and they're also excited to see some festival and fair foods that maybe they're not going to get the chance to see if some of these events don't get the chance to open up later this summer.
Well, looking ahead to the summer, some of the fairs, unfortunately, already by the wayside. The first one, I believe, was the Paulding County Fair. That one, again, gone. Any idea how this will be handled moving forward?
I think every fair is going to be different. The costs associated with just doing a junior fair, like the governor is suggesting, it might be too expensive for some county fairs to put on. Just the infrastructure alone, getting the barns ready, cleaning them up, sanitizing the buildings, not even just for the children and the families that are going to be there, but just the animals, fixing door hinges and lights and making sure that the fair is ready for junior fair. You might be talking 50,000-75,000, maybe a little bit more, just an infrastructure to get the fair open, let alone, you know, to start putting out trash cans and then and other costs associated with having people on the ground.
Keeping all that in mind and, you know, taking all that into effect here, you know, people have said, you know, that there are going to be a lot of complications, not only with fairs, but, you know, other public gatherings as well. But as it pertains to the fairs in this case, you know, with the Ohio State Fair, it was mentioned that, you know, it was going to be really difficult to pull it off, not only from a safety standpoint, but from a financial standpoint as well. As you look at some of these county fairs that have not made a call just yet, you know, how much of a factor do you think that's going to play moving forward as we get deeper into fair season, or what we were expecting to be fair season?
Well, it's kind of funny because everything becomes so complicated, and there's so many factors to the economy which everybody forgets about. So for a fair to start, you know, it needs income, and maybe that fair was going to have a gun show, maybe it was going to have an auction, maybe they had some of the fair rented out for a wedding or some other type of reception, and that was all income that these fairs lost. That income helped them get to the next stage, getting closer to their fair, being able to pre-buy, you know, ribbons and trophies and things that they'll need to host their fair. And when that stuff starts disappearing, it makes it harder. Sponsorship and donations, I think, are probably getting very, very thin for a lot of these fairs with different businesses and families that might have given to the fairs in the past where they're now their budgets are tight to maybe even non-existent to be financially supporting the fair.
Again, we're being joined on the hotline by Jeff Otterbacher, owner and operator at Ohio Dots, and also with Otter Concessions. Jeff, how has your operation worked with some of these setups that we talked about earlier? You know, you mentioned you've got friends and family that are operating down at the Lorain County Fairgrounds. You mentioned you guys are out of the Stark County Fairgrounds. How does that operation work for you guys? You mentioned drive-thrus were a big part of the equation, too. How has that all worked for you guys?
Yeah, to fit in with some of the regulations that the Department of Health had put in place before some of the changes, because there's been a few of these have been popping up early in May, and it was a drive-through method, just like you were going to go to McDonald's or Wendy's or something like that. Is that you drive up, there's a menu, you order the items you need, and then a car hop brings the items out to your car. So like at Lorain, you know, you drive in through the one gate of the fair, come around, there's car hops there, take your order, see if you want to get a sausage sandwich or a funnel cake, maybe buy cotton candy, bring it right to your car. And then some of the places you might be able to park on one side of the fairgrounds and stay in your car. Other ones, they have to have you, because of the health regulations in that county, they have to have you go ahead and leave. But you can take those items back home and enjoy them.
Well, of course, we're all kind of wondering what might happen with the Lorain County Fair. I know that earlier in the week it was discussed about how the cancellation of the Ohio State Fair wasn't going to have any bearing on the Lorain County Fair. That's still a few months away. As a matter of fact, we are just under that three-month threshold right now for the Lorain County Fair. What kinds of things are we looking at? I guess what kinds of things should we be hoping for a fair to go down between now and, say, maybe the middle of July before they've got to start to make a few decisions?
Well, their budget is going to be the biggest sway on that. If they have the funds to look into a junior fair, let alone a free fair. But the other situation is not just the budget for this year, but the budget for next year. So for simple numbers, if it cost them $100,000 to do junior fair and they had $100,000, well, what about next year? Do they need $50,000 in the bank, you know, as they roll into 2021, and then they have some different rentals that they get from storage and also from different events that they do on their fairgrounds in the spring? And does that help bring them back up to their 100,000 so that they can start the next year? I talked to Howard Call, he's the secretary for the Ohio Fair Managers Association today, and he said that the insurance companies have been working really well with the county fairs in coming up with different plans and how, if they're going to open their fair or if they're going to not hold their fair this year and then move into next year, the insurance companies are really working hard to ensure that these fairs can either get through this year or even make it through next year by either saying, hey, look, you know, all your premiums are paid for this year. If you don't have your fair, we're going to run your premiums into next year. So that was a good positive news, I thought, from Howard today on that aspect of some of the finances of what comes down to these fairs.
Well, and that's certainly eye-opening for sure, and it's nice to hear, as you mentioned, and I think that's certainly one of the challenges moving forward. Jeff, along those same lines, what kinds of challenges do you think you guys will have to face throughout the rest of the summer and then into the fall as well? Because I know for you guys, you don't stop after the fair season ends towards the end of the summer. You guys go into the fall, and I know you guys certainly have your hands in a few different things as well, especially with Ohio State. How does this affect things for you guys moving forward?
It makes it very, very difficult. A few of my friends that own amusement companies, they're almost at a mark where they're looking at the calendar every day, and they're like, "Well, if we can get open by this date, we can be open the rest of the year. But if we can't get open by 1st of July or middle of June or something like that, they're not going to be able to financially open their their amusement rides to go out for the season. Some of the expenses that they have just to open their business for the beginning of the year, truck license plates and insurance, their licenses for the rides, their inspections and things like that, their costs on the front end might not outweigh the revenues that they might receive by starting the season late.
Well, it's certainly going to be interesting to see how all of this unfolds in the coming weeks as well. Jeff, before we cut you loose, where are you guys going to be in the coming week and weekends, and where will you guys be set up, and what will you guys be selling here at the fairgrounds?
So we're down here at Stark County Fairgrounds for their food, fair food drive-through, and they got fried veggies, gyros, french fries, sausage sandwiches, Philly steak sandwiches, corn dogs, lemonade. Got a gelato truck out here, cotton candy, funnel cakes, barbecue, corn on the cob, and Dippin' Dots. Over at Lorain County Fair this week, I believe they got gyros, funnel cakes, corn dogs, lemonade. I think they had a special strawberry lemonade going on over there this weekend, too. And then next weekend, we'll be over at Lorain County Fair with Dippin' Dots. There'll be funnel cakes, cotton candy, caramel apples, I believe a gyro and a french fry also over there next week. Tomorrow we'll be in Medina County in Seville. They're having a fair food drive through over there to support the Montville Police. Proceeds will go to the Montville Police Academy there. That's from 3 till 7. Gyros, french fries, Dippin' Dots, corn dogs, I think I said french fries and lemonades. I'm starting to repeat myself here a lot. And then if you check out some different things on Facebook and do some searches, you'll find that there's some different fair vendors that have set up in different parking lots. There was one over there in Wadsworth. I think there's I'm positive there's one over in Cuyahoga Falls over at Mr. Fun's. There's funnel cakes, Dippin' Dots, and lemonade over there. And I believe, there's a bunch. Everybody keeps kind of trying to find a weekend and setting up. Ashland County Fair. I believe there's a couple vendors down there at the Ashland County Fair. In Wayne County Fair. Wayne County Fair has been also doing these setups. So if somebody is down in the Wayne County area and wants to hit up the fair there in Worcester, there's different vendors that have been cycling through on the weekends. And this. The county fairs that have been doing this have been really helpful for both sides. It's getting a chance for the concession people to get out and try to earn a living, but then also they're making payments for setting up rent to the fairs, and because the fairs have missed out on the opportunity to also bring in revenue from this closure of the virus too. So it's really beneficial to the county fairs and to the vendors right now.
Well, Jeff, as always, we certainly appreciate the insight, appreciate all the information, and we certainly hope that some of our listeners were able to make it down, as you mentioned, to the Lorain County Fairgrounds this weekend and next weekend, and maybe head on down to the Medina County Fairgrounds as well tomorrow to catch you guys in action too. So, Jeff, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much, and fingers crossed, hopefully we'll get a chance to catch up again at the Lorain County Fair.
Yes, thank you, gentlemen. Be safe. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Jeff. You do the same. Again, that's Jeff Otterbacher, owner and operator at Ohio Dots, and of course at Otter's.